Good evening. All right, we're about ready to start here. We've got a great night ahead. We've got a collection of music lovers and education lovers, Cypress School lovers, and pizza lovers, and football lovers. So there's a lot of good people in here tonight. My name is Greg Lawson. I'm going to be introducing the acts, and we're ready to start. I believe you all start. I want to say a few words about the gentleman you're going to hear first. He is a respected guitar teacher in Reading. He's, well, the Nick Ciampi Band has been playing something like 30 years in this town, and he's always been something that's been one of the first people I call. If I need somebody to come out to do something for a good cause, Nick's right there. He's also an artist. All the paintings you see around you and Fratelli's here are Nick's work. And he has an open mic here every Thursday night from 7 p.m. if you want to get up and try this yourself. And he also has Nick playing solo every Wednesday at Sweet Spot at 6 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, would you give a warm welcome to Reading's own Nick Ciampi?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Greg. I'm going to start out with a song called Pretty Old Pretty Folk Song. I was greatly influenced by Bob Dylan. Kind of left the impression on me that Abraham Lincoln left on a penny. One night a friend of mine wanted to hear a Bob Dylan song, but she couldn't remember which one it was or how it went. So I started playing a bunch of Dylan songs, but I heard him and I finally gave up and played one of my own songs and ended up writing this song about that.
Thank you.
This next song is one that I almost didn't write. It's called I Almost Wrote a Song. It's called I Almost Wrote a Song. I almost wrote a song about you just the other day. But couldn't think of anything to say. If I knew you any better, I maybe could have said words to make a song sound good, even when it's only red. You were gone before I had a chance to even ask anything of you, nor was I even up for the task. Yeah, you're gone, not in my life, but only out. You left me with nothing to write about. You were almost the title of my next song. Can't say what it was. I must have said it wrong to make you want something before it began. You were never my woman, I was never your man. But you were gone before I had a chance to even ask anything of you. And was I even up for the task? Yeah, you were gone, not in my life, but only how. Left me with nothing to write about. Can't write a song about a heart that ain't broke. Can't write about words that were never spoke. Can't write about something that never was. Can't say I was high, but it was really just a buzz. You were gone before I had a chance to even ask anything of you, and was I even up for the task? Yeah, you were gone, not in my life, but only out. You left me with nothing to write about. Yeah, you left me with nothing to write about. When I was a kid, we used to go out to Candlestick Park to see the Giants play, but really wasn't to see the Giants as much as it was to go see Willie Mays. And I wrote this song called Willie Mays. Feeling old before my years, too tired for my age. Sitting down and downing beers and writing another page. Same old story, brand new line. My repertoire, but sometimes youthful thinking occupies the space I feel between my ties. Oh, take me back to yesterday's when getting high meant seeing Willie Mays. Take me to my childhood when Willie played that game so good. Take me flying back in time when stealing bass was the biggest crime. Take me to when I'm thinking of baseball was the only thing I loved. And go so fast, but some never let go. Who cares? I'm living in the past. I'm the first to let you know. Smiling until we make believe, but so instilled it cannot leave. You fooled dreams of my childhood. I wonder what my life had been. Oh, take me back to yesterday's. Getting high meant seeing Willie Mays. Take me to my childhood when we all played that game so good. Take me flying back in time when cutting class was the biggest crime. Take me to when I'm thinking of tall girl.
Cypress School Kindness Clubs. There's some information over by the window there and a place for donations. They'll take your cash and they'll also take checks made out to Cypress Parent Club. And kindness clubs are all about spreading kindness, teaching kids some skills to get along better. And boy, do we need that? Yeah, I mean, something we need in this world.